The Autobiography of Andrew Carnegie by Andrew Carnegie. Narrated by Anthony Ferguson. This unabridged audiobook was produced in the year 2012 by Tantor Media Incorporated, which holds the copyright thereto. Preface. After retiring from active business, my husband yielded to the earnest solicitations of friends, both here and in Great Britain, and began to jot down from time to time recollections of his early days. He soon found, however, that instead of the leisure he expected, his life was more occupied with affairs than ever before, and the writing of these memoirs was reserved for his playtime in Scotland. For a few weeks each summer, we retired to our little bungalow on the moors at Altnagar to enjoy the simple life, and it was there that Mr. Carnegie did most of his writing. He delighted in going back to those early times, and as he wrote, he lived them all over again. He was thus engaged in July 1914, when the war clouds began to gather, and when the fateful news of the 4th of August reached us, we immediately left our retreat in the hills and returned to Skibo to be more in touch with the situation. These memoirs ended at that time. Henceforth, he was never able to interest himself in private affairs. Many times he made the attempt to continue writing, but found it useless. Until then, he had lived the life of a man in middle life, and a young one at that, golfing, fishing, swimming each day, sometimes doing all three in one day. Optimist as he always was and tried to be, even in the face of the failure of his hopes, the world disaster was too much. His heart was broken. A severe attack of influenza, followed by two serious attacks of pneumonia.